In the not-too-distant future, in a city where crime is run rampant, justice has a new face.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
You're dead. We killed you.
Don't move, creep.
Murphy, it's you.
Part man, part machine.
Oh, cop.
Welcome, welcome, folks. We have a new installment for you. It's been a while.
It's been a while. We must apologize.
No, don't apologize. We gotta go by that rule. You leave them wanting more. That's an old show business moniker. I'm letting you guys behind the curtain here. Letting you see what it's all about.
And with that, with that intro, you know what we're gonna be talking about today.
Yes. Smurfs 2 review.
But just a quick intro.
Yes. It is Billy, your host, and back once again.
Yes. And the co-host, or the comedic relief, if you would, I guess.
My Andy Richter.
I'm your Andy Richter to your Conan. Nelly.
And with us, special guest X-Dan. Introduce yourself, buddy.
Yo, X-Dan, baby.
Sure.
Prop man extraordinaire.
Exactly, making the mask I wear.
Beautiful. It looks great.
It's the new Robin mask. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to check out XD Prop Maker A or XD Prop Studio on Facebook. But if you do, you will see the brand new Robin mask.
Which looks pretty cool.
It does. Especially in...
Eventually,
I would say this is more Damian Wayne style.
Damian Wayne, yes.
Yes.
Eventually, we'll get a nice camera and start doing blogs instead of blogs.
Or you could just use your fucking imagination.
God. Whoa! We dropping F-bombs now?
We always have. We just masked them with alcohol. maybe now we're just thinking more.
Good times.
Use your imagination, people. We're here to promote creativity.
Let the juices flow.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Perfect timing.
Perfect use.
It's all about delivery, huh?
Perfect use. So, most people might have seen it. If you haven't, then we're going to go ahead and explain it to you, but...
You must be living under a rock.
Or in IROC. I hear shit's getting serious over there.
Middle East. Not you mention it. Did you see that they actually... they actually threatened Obama to kidnap one of his daughters?
Yeah,
kill and rape?
That's messed up.
That's like movie real. Like,
yeah, that is real.
Like,
that,
this is like, let's pick. It's almost like we have to send in Channing Tatum and Liam Neeson.
Gerald Butler.
I don't know who you are, but somebody will tell me.
That is crazy shit, man.
Yeah,
when I
only
heard
we're
that,
we're allowed to do that. Us Americans.
That was craziness, man. I couldn't believe that they actually went there. But anyways,
got a little bit heavy there.
Yeah. No, we're not gonna go into politics. We will be going into.
We don't even do good at math. We're not gonna go into politics.
Seriously, what's the name of the president?
Barack Obama.
Oh, okay.
What were you thinking? I always thought it was Baraka. That's Mortal
Fatality.
Kombat. Which they do look alike. They have the same smile.
That's terrible. But anyways, on a serious note.
Yes, RoboCop. Have you guys seen it?
Yes, the trailer is out.
And by my questioning, I don't demand responses because I know this is pre-recorded. But yes... RoboCop, the trailer, has been released. They finally let us see what the hell is taking them so long and give us more to work off of in our critique of it. Because, let's be honest, the original was so good. Peter Weller, fucking badass, just brought him back in Star Trek.
Oh,
I know, man. He's awesome, man. Peter Weller, let's face it. He's one of those classic actors that didn't matter what
he
did.
He's the one that brought that walk. You know, before him, it was going to be different.
The RoboCop walk?
Yeah, the RoboCop walk.
Was it? Yeah, it was him.
It was him.
I didn't know that one.
He created the walk. Yeah.
He created it. Yeah.
He created the way RoboCop walks and moves.
Yeah.
That is too funny. That part, that little tidbit, I did not know.
Yeah, it was all Peter Weller. Rock star actor. He was looked very skinny, but he pulled off the old badass RoboCop look.
Seriously. Well, when you have all that armor, I mean, look at Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man.
He's on a spandex suit. He puts on a spandex suit and they CGI the rest over him. There's very minimal.
That's what I'm saying. But no, because Robert Downey Jr. is all of what? 5'1", maybe?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he's really short.
Michael Keaton's really short.
Bringing it back to RoboCop.
Oh, yes, because yeah, Mr. Keaton, the Batman, the OG.
Yeah. I think he's the original. CEO of OCP.
No, I think he might be the Bob.
Hold on a second, because I did say original Batman, but keep in mind, I'm talking about movies.
Yeah.
I'm not talking Adam West. Obviously, Adam West was...
the original.
TV.
Well, not even the original, because in the old serials that came on back in the 40s.
That's right. They had some guy there. I can't remember.
And some other chode in the suit.
A lot of Batman, huh?
Yeah. We haven't even talked about the newest development with Batflick.
Yeah, Batflick.
That's what he's been dubbed. They can't just call him Ben Affleck, can they? It's always like Bennifer. And then with the new Jennifer, it's still Bennifer. They're just
always been funny to me. It's like you dumped the Jennifer to get with a Jennifer.
Yeah. Well, it made it easy in the transition. Mm-hmm. He was never calling anybody else's name out in bed. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Did you just almost call me? No, not at all. I just love kissing your flat booty in movies. Yeah.
Yay.
Instead of on a yacht kissing a fat booty.
A voluptuous, not fat. You never want to use the word fat, but voluptuous.
Oh, come on. She knows you got a fat booty.
Fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it just me, or does it seem like the energy's at a low right now? What the heck is going on? Have we?
Oh no,
lost
not at all.
Groove?
Not at all. No, no, no.
Does it feel
no,
like
no.
we've lost our groove at
not
all?
Not at all,
Jesus.
Sir. Not at all, sir.
I don't know what is going on here.
You know what it is? We are so disappointed with that RoboCop trailer. That is just energy.
I'm not disappointed with the RoboCop trailer so much as just their direction. Like it makes me feel the same way I did when I saw the Total Recall trailer for the first time, the new one with Colin Farrell.
Yep,
that's that actually looks pretty badass. It might be something worth watching, and it looks like it's going in its own direction while trying to keep some tent poles of the original in there.
The same template, yeah.
For me, it honestly looks like it might be a good movie on its own. Almost like Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka was good. Was a good movie. Was a fun movie, but it was its own movie. Never ever
you
can
be compared to
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You know what I'm saying?
Willy Wonka
and the Chocolate Factory. That's what it would be. Johnny Depp versus
Gene Wilder.
So that's not gonna happen. Peter Weller was.
Peter Weller is RoboCop.
Yeah, there's no other. You know, keep in mind, I like this guy. I like this guy because I've seen him.
Yeah, you said you'd make out.
Yeah.
No, that's
no. That's not what I said.
You totally went okay with that.
No, he was in that. He was in that movie with the aliens too. He was a douchebag in that movie.
No, he was in. He's in the Killing. He's in the Killing, which is he's awesome. Yeah. Which he's awesome. It's A&E. Yeah, it's A&E. Yeah.
What's the name
AMC?
Of that?
AMC, yes, yeah. AMC. Okay.
What's the name of that actor that did Speed Racer?
Emil Hirsch.
He was in that movie with Emil Hirsch. There was like a alien invasion going on.
Emil Hirsch isn't anybody I should be remembering movies for, so you're not helping me.
Well, it was an alien movie, so he was in there for like 5 minutes.
All right. Fair enough. But the cast list looks immense and good. I mean, you've got Sam Jackson there who looks like he's going to be... Dick Jones.
I work for Dick Jones. I work for Dick Jones. Look at my face, Dick.
Dick Jones, he runs OCP.
He runs the cops. You're a cop. Yeah, that was great. See, I still to this day love that movie. It's one of those movies that
it was ahead of its time, you know?
Yeah. No, but it's like you're flipping channels and it's on.
You stop. It automatically stops. You can't do anything.
Well, yeah, that fucks up your day because then you're stuck watching this movie.
Yeah,
it's you one really. Of those.
Your wife is like, no, what are you doing? Shut the fuck up.
You really wanted to get out of the house by a certain time.
No, it's not gonna
but
happen.
But that didn't. Then you recalculate everything. Well, if I'm out, well, this RoboCop ends at 2. If I'm out by 2:15, yes. It should be still fine.
Yes.
That's one of those movies that you got to check the guide for, make sure it's not coming on, because it'll fuck up about 2 hours of your schedule.
But no, God forbid.
It's maybe, God forbid, I think you're going to say the same thing I am. It's not in a marathon. That they sometimes oh, they no, do that.
Oh, right? No, yeah, that's gonna screw up your day. But no, what I was going to say, God forbid, it's like right when you have to leave.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, man, I got to go to work. I got to go to work. I really want to finish this.
Yeah, they usually do that. They throw that old movie.
And then you tell yourself.
The first one's amazing, but the other two are just up there, too. They're good by default.
The second one's good. The third one, I love the second
one. The third one, it starts kind of.
Well, you know that the Frank Miller wrote the third one.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that one.
I'm almost 100% sure. I know he had a hand in the second one, and I believe the third one as well.
Wow, Frank Miller.
Nuke.
What's your problem, Murphy?
Kane
is my problem. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we can quote this movie.
What does he eat? Oh, it's baby food.
Yeah, he can't process. He can't process because he has.
I love
But in this one, when you see the trailer, though, it's almost like he actually survived.
Yeah, he could have lived.
He could have survived. He was just gonna
vegetable.
He would have been like Christopher.
No,
Reeve
not and, even, not even. I mean, well, the doctors say if he survives, he'll be paralyzed. So yeah, so I guess he would have been like
a, they just said almost like a, they just said that he would not be able to function from the neck down if he survives.
Okay, but his brain will still be active.
In the old movie,
he was dead.
They were just trying to keep the brain alive. He was dead. He was a goner. His wife didn't get to make any decisions. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, he was dead. He was clinically dead.
He was OCP property at that point. That's why they were able to do everything. Yep. This one, it looks like she's going to be like, well,
let me sign a waiver.
Is he going to have a RoboCop? Because if he has a RoboCop, then I think I'll go ahead and, yeah, let you guys take him, fix him up, throw something in there, put a little bit more juice under the hood.
Yeah, I was kind of excited when I saw it.
Sex machine.
I was kind of excited when I saw it, and he's still, like, the beginning of it, that he was in silver. I was excited. It was like, okay, they're honoring the suit a little bit, and then they go ahead and paint him black. And I'm like, God damn it.
I know.
Dark Knight called. He wants his suit back.
It pisses me off that it shows him having involvement with his wife and kid. In all of the other movies, at the very most, he keeps his helmet on and he talks to her, but as if he doesn't remember.
Oh, what?
And he just has those flashbacks. This one doesn't.
Right, he knows something has happened and he has some recollection. That's what's so cool about the original RoboCop.
Well,
he lives
through memories.
Right, but it was that conflict that he had within himself. He knows that there's something's not right.
Well, no, in the original movie, I would put it as this: in the original movie, he's a robot, and he starts to get pieces of humanity back. That's like, oh man, I might have been something more than just
machine. Which starts off when that one guy is like, he does the iconic "Dead or Alive, you're coming with me."
Well, no. It starts off when Lewis chases him down in the Murphy. Lewis Murphy chases him down in the hallway, and she's like, "Murphy, it's you."
No, but it was the guy that kickstarted something because he goes,
"But that was later
we
on.
Killed you."
That was later on. Because when he first starts walking out...
No, that's his first...
Nope.
Because he went. I think Nelson is right.
Nope.
He went and he, he got his Sharpie thing and put it in the computer to find out who the guy is. And then everybody was like, what's troubling you?
I'm telling you, Lewis... No, it's after. It's the other way around.
She sees it... No, because remember... She sees him do the gun flip when they're at the gun range.
No.
And then she catches up to him in the hallway and she goes,
"What's troubling you, Murphy?"
She goes, "Murphy, it's you."
Oh yeah.
And that's what he keeps remembering.
And then he meets the guy.
Remember, it was at the gun range when she sees him do the flip.
He does the flip. He puts it in his pocket, and then she tells him, "Murphy, it's you."
Yeah. She chases him back down the hallway, and then he starts. That's what sends him off on that tangent because, remember, the cop comes up and he's like, "What did you say to him?" Because then he leaves, storms out, And the black cop, I forget his name, the sergeant, he's like, don't worry, kid, I got you. But she's the one that starts everything with him malfunctioning.
And then he meets up with the guy in the gasoline station. He comes back, puts the Sharpie thing.
Yeah.
And then he replays.
Goes and,
he goes and puts the Sharp thing in the thing, and then he gets the information.
And then he sees all the affiliates.
All the affiliates.
Yep. And then
he tracks them all down.
And then Lewis goes and says, what's troubling you? Or something like that. Yeah.
No, that's in the second one. What's troubling you, Murphy?
It's another cop. He's like, What's troubling you, Murphy?
Yeah, yeah, it's the second
one. Kane.
Kane's troubling
me. Yeah, that's the second movie.
That's in part two.
That's after he supercharges himself too.
Nuke.
Yeah, because before that, what, it was like all 72 or like
no, he had almost like hundreds of them. Go fuck a refrigerator, Pencilneck.
Waste. Makes haste.
He's all jacked up.
Thank you for not smoking.
Yeah.
Two in the bush.
Blows the wall up around that guy.
Two in the bush.
Two in the hand is worth two in the bush.
So, yeah. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm saying.
That's how iconic these movies are. They're embedded in our childhoods.
Seriously.
They're great.
And it's funny because they're rated R movies and we saw it when we were kids.
But you know what? That's what made it so good is that you didn't water down a character to make it accessible.
Yeah.
If you were a good parent, you just covered him up when titties popped on.
Cover his face.
My dad would leave a finger hole open.
Mine too, baby.
We see those kinds of movies and it just... informs your decisions and it makes you who you are. I don't know.
Well, now they water it down to make another demographic so they can make more money.
This new generation is a bunch of pansies. Every time they fight, they sue. You can't get in a proper brawl or anything.
Nah.
I remember I used to have fights in my neighborhood in the grass and then we just go and hang out afterwards.
Not anymore. Now the fights are through Candy Crush.
No, now
I'm going to Candy Crush your level.
No, it's all this Call of Duty where you're insulting mothers and shit.
Oh, yeah, Call of Duty, yeah.
Your mommy should have flushed you.
But I agree with you. I hate the fact that he has interaction with the family because in the trailer...
You don't need a love interest.
But it's not even a love interest.
It's going to be. It's going to be that love again.
But that's not the part that bothers me. What bothers me is the fact that he actually knows what happened to him.
Well, the problem with this movie is...
Because you see that he looks at his hands and he's like what oh my God, what'd you do to me?
Yeah. The fact that he even has a hand. God damn it.
That's killing you, man.
It's killing
all
of us.
Like Bob said back in the day when they were like, we were able to save his arm. What? Get rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and you know what?
Is that why you think that's why they did it? Just a little nod to the...
It's more than a nod now that they got the hand in there. But the thing is that this movie looks like what RoboCop would have been if the studio would have been all involved and like, let's make a movie. This has just got studio handling written all over it.
No, you know another thing that we were talking about this on Facebook the other day. Okay, so they say he has 4-degree burns. Why doesn't his face look like Freddy Krueger right now? His face looks like a Revlon commercial.
What's up with his hand? He's got a perfectly fine hand.
Like he just came out and done a manicure or something. What the hell? You know, he should have been all burned up.
And that's the other thing that bothers me. You feel the pain that he goes through
in the first movie, yes.
When the guy is pointing that, when he's pointing, yeah. And you see it because it's right there.
Give the man a hand.
Oh my God! You see the special? That's perfect. I love it. That was perfect. That friggin' hyena laugh.
Yeah.
You see the
Come
hand,
here, baby.
You see the hand just splatter.
Completely obliterated his
hand. Yeah, it's just. It looks like
a shotgun blast.
Oh my God!
It was a shotgun blast. It was a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah. And then he gets up and is just crawling. I mean, what little life he has left.
Hey, Billy, then they just blow his ass away.
Hey, Billy, I think, you know, we were talking about what movie we're going to watch tonight. I think we should watch RoboCop. You got it on Blu-ray?
I do. Awesome. I don't think the ladies will allow it, though, but we'll go.
Who cares?
Who doesn't have RoboCop?
Dead or alive, we're watching this movie.
I got the Bad Axe box set, the triple one.
The only thing that I will give them, the only thing that I would give, I will give them.
Not the motorcycle.
No, the motorcycle, like, it looks like garbage. Why
give
would
give him his Ford Taurus?
Looks like they melted plastic on top of a Kawasaki.
I will give him that the helmet retracts.
That and is badass.
That looks badass.
The red light up, that looks badass.
That looks sick.
But Michael Keaton, like everything doesn't better. Have to be black.
Just
because
you were Batman at the beginning.
Just because you had formed muscles doesn't mean you need to have this guy with his form muscles.
I would. I'm surprised he didn't do that. Can
because
we make
the
him
suit? The suit in the beginning of the trailer
looks badass.
It's very
it looks
nostalgic.
Great.
It's very
yeah.
nostalgic.
It looks,
of the original.
It looks very
just modernized.
Very,
it was badass.
Yeah, it was good. You know, and the thing is that why are you gonna make him tactical? Why are you gonna make him bland? He's fucking
RoboCop.
The fuck
RoboCop. Does he need to be tactical?
He doesn't
for?
Need
he's
to
made
be
out of Kevlar.
he's RoboCop. I he should stick out like a sore thumb.
The
you know?
Reason he was sticking out like that was because he could withstand it.
Yeah.
You don't want to make him blend in this shit. Like I'm gonna sneak up on you fuckers.
No, he doesn't need to sneak in. He's a ton. He weighs a ton. You're gonna hear him coming. You know, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, and don't get me started on the Ed 209. To me, I think
this one looks good.
No, it looks, but it's so streamlined. It looks like it. This is the difference. This is the way I compare it. The original Ed 209 is a.
It's a beast.
Is a 1976 Dodge Challenger or Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
Just straight up muscle.
I see what you're talking
and
about.
The new Ed 209 is this sleek
plastic version of it.
Yeah, just like
heat resistant plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just I don't like it. It does it look cool? Yes.
I like the other one. Because the other one looked like a ball. Oh, and it had a sound effects.
Yeah.
They made them sound like a roar.
I loved its natural enemy stairs.
Enemy stairs.
I was last night I was watching Oblivion. Which, by the way, pretty good flick with Tom Cruise. Pretty flick. One of those twists at the end. You're like, holy crap. But
oh my
awesome
God,
flick.
I can see dead people. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. He's alive.
But here's the thing. Why do movie studios have a necessity to personify all these machines by giving them? Because same thing. The Ed 209, when it falls, it sounds like it's in sheer agony. Just that.
Yeah.
Well, that could also be taken as shock, like cannot compute.
You know, but it's that noise. It sounds like a pig. And in Oblivion, there was these there's these little pods that they fly everywhere, and Tom Cruise shoots some of them down, and they make all these little funky noises that is like. Yeah. So I don't understand why you have to personify. It's a machine. It just worst case scenario is kind of like.
Yeah, but you know, like, that might be for our benefit that they make it sound like that.
So we know that it's dying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, got it. I nailed that fucker.
Yeah, I nailed
that's not real life, though. Like,
you should.
The car's not going to go...
Well, the car's never been, like, some sort of personified thing. It's not like when you shoot down a plane. But speaking of planes, we all said it. Does it bother anybody else that they robbed Terminator of some of its planes to put into Detroit.
Oh yeah,
the opening scene looks like a Detroit.
The T-100 is it? Whatever it is.
One of the planes that was in Kyle Reese's flashbacks.
What's actually a little scary though to me is if you really look at it, Detroit is actually heading towards that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It does really look like that.
Bankrupt and all the buildings are catching fire just because they're pieces of crap.
Yeah. Holy crap, man.
I think
they're
going to be
some...
needing soon a real RoboCop over there.
Shit, man.
I don't care. Put me in the suit. I'll do it.
Yeah, what the fuck else you got going on? You could make more accurate props that way.
Oh, man.
In less time.
Yeah. He'd be like, oh, I'm off by 2 degrees.
Your hand can be like a 3D a 3D printer.
A 3D printer.
Yeah. But you know what? If Danny was RoboCop, he'd still have that long shaft coming out of his knuckle.
I thought you were gonna say from my crotch.
You don't have anything there now.
It'd
just be
perfect. Comedic genius.
Thank you.
So, you know, out of the three of us, who wants to go see this movie when it comes out?
We're gonna see it.
It's not like Catwoman where I'm gonna boycott it.
God damn it,
but
Catwoman.
I'm gonna have to go see this, and it's gonna be like when I saw G.I. Joe, most likely, where I'm like, if they'd have called this random robot guy, I probably would have been like, oh, cool, fuck it, it's like RoboCop. But because they call it RoboCop, I'm gonna be like, what a piece of shit.
Let's face it. I mean, well, like all movies, you have that 50-50 shot. But I think what...
They changed it up more than I would have liked them to.
Yeah, but there I would like to see...
They give no sentiment to him actually wanting to go back.
There's
and
no
fight
involvement.
The
I'm hoping there's
they
more...
They don't involve the people that are watching the movie. Like, we felt the pain in
but
the Jamie first
Earl,
movie.
Or Jackie Earl Haley, he looks like he's going to be a badass red.
I hope
red
so,
woman.
Man. If he's playing... Is he
Clarence
playing...
Clarence Boddicker.
Is he playing Clarence Boddicker?
They don't have any of the names of the original people. You know, it's not. There's no Dick Jones. There's no Bob. There's no Clarence Boddicker. They all have different names.
Yeah, then why call it a reboot? That bothers me. That bothers me to no end. I get it. Fine. You want to do a reboot? Then just do a reboot. You know, do a reboot. None of this bullshit. Or just do a remake.
Well, you know what?
I would prefer.
They better
respect.
Parallel Earth this shit. It better be like, oh my god, the original RoboCop shot a hole in the space-time continuum.
Yeah, let's J.J. Abrams this shit and just make a parallel universe. Let's travel
in
time.
God, in this one, I'm slightly gay and have a family that stays by me even in robotic death.
I don't
like
get
Fringe.
It. I don't get it. It's just, it bothers me. It's like... You know what? Have them. That's something I could respect, and that's something I would like to look at. Hey, who's to
penises?
Say? No. Yes. Shafts. Yes. And shafts and everything cylindrical. But
no wonder you don't like it black.
What?
RoboCop.
I don't understand. I didn't.
You
I
like
didn't.
Them?
No.
Just as a no. nice shiny shaft, and no. then they change them to black,
no.
and
no,
no,
no.
But anyways, what I was trying to, it was a good intent. Good
I'm
intent.
I'm reaching here, people. I'm trying to make this an entertaining hour, and you know, I'm being fought at every turn here.
It's like case in point. It's staring me right in the face. Why does Baxter Stockton have to be
Stockman.
In stock? What?
Baxter Stockman.
Stockman. I've always said Stockton.
Yeah, Hurst,
thinking
yeah.
of the from the Utah Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
I just aged myself.
Is it like a bib?
Oh my god! If you guys could see this.
Do you realize you're not funneling that in your mouth? It's just like you're throwing it at it. Danny's over here trying to eat like Doritos crumbs.
There's crumbs left, and he's just instead of just trying and leaving it alone or getting more Doritos.
Just
let's face
lick
it.
Your thumb and go for it.
Because we have more, but no, he wants all the crumbs, and it's all over his shirt. We really need
there's
to make
like,
this a vlog because this is
like
a
summon his beard and.
We gotta make Someone a video out of this. Let's kickstart. Let's
shirt.
Do a kickstart. Let's do a kickstart. Let's make. Let's make some. Yeah,
kickstart.
Why
not?
Eating off
equipment.
Of his. Oh, we were just
video equipment to make a video for Kickstarter.
Shit, you're right.
There's that catch 22. Just a black screen and an audio file going on. Please give us the funds to go ahead and buy a camera to record this and get more.
Oh,
funds.
We can do like that guy, the date with Drew Barrymore. We buy it in Best Buy and we return it in 30 days.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. That's true. We can always. I hope nobody from Best Buy is listening. do we give our last names? No, we can give our last names.
My name is Nelson
Mandela.
Mandela.
I led a small country.
Yeah.
Got arrested for
nothing basically. For having different views.
How terrible, man.
So, RoboCop. We're all gonna watch it then.
Yeah, we're all gonna watch it. We're all gonna watch it.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying. Why is Baxter Stockman in a robot suit with the new?
He's always
new...
done that.
I've never seen him in
that.
That
wasn't the original though. The original one in the comic book, Baxter Stockman. Was a scientist that created the Mausers. He created more technology, and eventually,
excuse
yeah,
he me,
could be
excuse
in
me, for the people who don't know, we're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles right now.
Yeah, And the new
but
one,
still keeping within theme, because let's face it, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is a reboot.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
So,
but it's a very good reboot.
It's good. It's good. Yes.
The thing I love about this new one is they went back. They kept the core of it, you know, intact. It's a family. They're young. They aged down April, which I thought was originally going to be weird. But you know what?
Yeah.
They made it work because they kept the characters to their core. And they didn't go changing anything too major. The only thing I'm still waiting for at this point is to see Bebop and Rocksteady.
That would be so awesome.
They already have some other mutants.
Well, they have Dog Pound and they have Fish Face, but that's not enough. That's not Bebop and Rocksteady. You need those classic screw-ups.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Shredder.
Yeah. Hey, boss. But you know what? If they were to come out now, people would be like, oh my God, they stole the Kanye West glasses.
No, it would actually, people would be offended because, let's face it, Rocksteady kind of comes off as, is it Rocksteady or Bebop? Which one was the pig again? Rocksteady, right?
Bebop.
Bebop comes off as a urban urban youth.
He had the cool glasses.
One was black and one was white. Rocksteady the Rhino was white, and Bebop was black.
Right.
Bebop had the cool glasses, the cool futuristic looking glasses, yeah.
Yeah, but so people would get offended.
But see, that's how harmonious even cartoons were back then, because, you know, they let the white guy lead the gang. Hey, yeah, you know what the fuck? What are we going to do? Let him let this blonde guy with the shaved sides go ahead and lead us.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I really wish that if you're going to do a reboot, do a complete and utter reboot. It is what it is, you know.
Yeah, but you've got to keep the movement. Some things the same. You got to keep some motivations the same. I mean, them actually being the ones to kill him and take him out, that should have stayed.
I should say
it shouldn't have been
and
a
keep
car
the name.
Bomb.
Keep the names. Why can't he be named? Why can't the bad guy be Dick Jones?
They did it. They did it in Total Recall. They kept all the names in Total Recall. So.
No, but Total Recall sucked. Total Recall suck balls, man.
I think it was Colin Farrell.
But Colin Farrell just can't headline a movie, man. I mean, and people are going to be like, but what about Fright Night? Well, what about Fright Night?
But he
that
wasn't
was good
the
because
movie.
Of David Tennant, and it was also a reboot as well. You have the script in front of you.
But he was the bad guy, and that's why he did good. Oh. He does good as the douchebag or the bad guy, but he does not
do horrible
good
bosses.
As...
Speaking of douchebag, I'm going to segue this into talk of Batman being Ben Affleck, because we haven't really done that yet.
Come on, man.
What?
Are you gonna diss the Fleck like that?
Yes, everybody says he plays a good douchebag. That's what he does best.
Yeah, he did
I
really
mean,
good.
I mean, that's his best work in all of the Kevin Smith films.
Come on, man. He did really good in Boiler Room. Those 5 minutes he was in there, he did
yo,
awesome.
Phantom was the bomb, yo.
Phantom?
Phantoms.
Oh, Phantoms.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Wow, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
He's always doing the douchebag, you know?
He always does, and he does a good job.
And,
I mean,
everything
he did in the Viewisk universe
was
him being a douchebag.
No, I don't know.
The,
I just want to punch him in the
him.
Chin sometimes.
I loved him when he was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Where he's
Dazed
like,
and Confused.
Did somebody shit in your cereal? Bong!
He's awesome, but everything else... Everything else except Jiggle... What was it?
Geely?
Oh, God.
Was great. I think he did a great...
Everything else was passable. He did have some flops there with Paycheck.
Dude,
Geely.
Daredevil. Come on. He didn't do good in Daredevil.
He did a good...
was good.
He did a good...
The
Colin Farrell...
was good.
Colin Farrell sucked.
He was terrible, and so
I
was
thought
Jennifer
he was
Garner.
Funny. But,
sorry,
but,
Brad. Or Ben, I'm talking about your wife. But you didn't know back then either. She was just
dude,
bad
but
in that
come
movie.
On, man. The fight scene in the schoolyard. Come on. He fought like he had a stick up his butt. He was stiffer than Keanu Reeves.
Where do you think he puts it when he's not using it? He was blind, god dang it.
Wow.
He needs it with
how,
his arms reached.
What an unsensitive asshole. Jeez.
Insensitive.
What did I say?
Unsensitive.
Unsensitive? Does it matter? Unsensitive?
Well, insensitive is how it's...
Right, but does it technically mean the same?
No. Unsensitive is like...
You're not sensitive.
Wow, where are you from? Like, you just stepped off a boat? It just, red flag calls you out. like I did. You're wearing red. But incense
is. And you came proper. In a boat.
No.
Grammatics aside, grammatics aside.
For Puerto Ricans to come here.
But let's face it, man. I personally think he's an awesome actor.
I think he's an awesome actor. I don't even have a problem with him playing Batman so much. I just have a problem with him playing Batman next to Henry Cavill. I don't know how it's going to be with Henry Cavill. I'm not a big fan of the way Henry Cavill's playing Superman, because I am used to, if Henry Cavill was a more upbeat, hopeful Superman that you could rally behind, I could see it, but he's dark. And if you need Ben Affleck to be darker than Henry Cavill.
Hey, but
I don't know how that's gonna play out.
But let's see how this movie.
I agree with you.
Let's see if they learn by their mistakes, and in this movie they do it better. They did it with The Amazing Spider-Man.
But you know what?
And The Amazing Spider-Man.
I'm gonna say this. I'm getting tired of your optimism with these movies. You're just always like, well, they fucked up, but you know what? I think they're gonna learn, and I think they're gonna do it better.
But they did an Amazing Spider-Man.
They don't.
Oh no!
Amazing? No.
In the second movie, they didn't give him the Tobey Maguire suit. Right now, in this new movie, he has the Tobey Maguire suit.
One little thing. You're like, okay, well, that's great. That can take my eyes off of Jamie Foxx looking like a jellyfish.
It's still not good. The movie was good. And the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire was good as well.
It was better.
It's better than the new one. But they're two. Once again, we go back to that whole thing where you don't compare the two because they both were good in their own right.
The difference is that
I did not like this very sensitive and dealing with his issues Spider-Man.
I like him better Garfield, than Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, Garfield brought the original. The way Spider-Man's supposed to be. Yes.
Garfield was a better Spider-Man.
Yes.
That's what he was. He was a better Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire was a better Peter Parker.
No, I'm not even going to go that way.
What was the emphasis with the man? Spider-Man.
I'll just drop that bomb on you. Just like when I say Danny's over here drinking Cayman Jack.
Semen Jack?
Yeah. It's clear and it goes all over his lips and then just lets it dribble into his mouth.
Yes. Anyways, back on topic.
Back on top of what? Uh-oh. Anyway, I'm waiting to see more. I actually hold out hope for Ben Affleck. I'm not going to sit here and be like, he's going to suck. No, I mean, I've done that before. I've thought that Ledger was going to be bad, and everybody's like, well,
yeah, me too.
That's comparing apples and oranges. Ledger's a better actor. No, he really wasn't.
Whoa! I never heard that.
No, other people have said that. And I'm like, you know what? As opposed to what?
Jack?
No, not better than that. Better than Affleck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
And I'm not even going to say that. I'm not going to say he's
a better actor. Oh, Heath Ledger never did Jiggly, whatever the movie was.
Well, he was never dating J-Lo. We don't know.
Touching.
You'd have done Jiggly too.
Touching on that,
he did kiss the dude.
It was two different interpretations of the Joker.
Totally different.
We're not even talking about Jack and.
No. I know. But we kind of touched on. You were going.
I was going Ben Affleck to Heath Ledger just because of casting choices. People were jumping all over the fact that, oh my god, he didn't even look like him. Why are you gonna do that? Yeah. It's like, well, he knocked it out of the park. Where you at now?
But anyway,
but that's two different. But that's what I'm trying to get at. Those were two different. You cannot compare.
Well, you can't compare Henry Cavill to Ben Affleck. That's my point right now. Is that they're two completely different.
But
people.
taking all the animated series away, which you love, and I know I've seen a couple and they're awesome. How do you get, especially in the movies, because they always try to make Batman dark and this sinister vibe, you know what I mean? But how do you put such a dark and sinister character right next to a bright and vivid, you know what I'm saying? Such an uplifting,
strong and muscular.
You know what the problem is?
No, not even that.
You're going in a completely different way.
Hairy chest.
No, but you're going in a completely different route there because you're viewing it as, you know, it's got to be light and everything to be Superman. It doesn't have to, but you don't have to. You don't have to muddy up the character of Superman to put him next to Batman. Superman has always been Superman, and he's a great balance to Batman because they're both the same exact person, just going about the same exact job differently.
But well, it is going to be interesting because this one breaks necks.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah, well, don't get Billy started on that. But here's my thing. This is my thing. Even in the DC universe, when you look at the comic books, the drawing styles, the way you see that Superman is, it's a bright sky. Generally,
not always, you know? Because Jim Lee likes to draw him with his red eyes glowing in the dark.
Okay.
And I mean, that's even in the old universe before they knew 52.
He needs to see somehow. He needs to light up something. He uses his eyes. That's not what we're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, the margaritas are getting to his head.
Pretty much.
Orale!
No, but I mean, even when he fought Doomsday in the last movie, they put him in that black suit to recharge. I mean, come on. You can make this character still have his morals and his sense of, honor without making him do things that he wouldn't do. And I think that is going to be the premise to this movie. You don't kill. And Batman's going to lay a smackdown on him like, what's it called? I sent you that picture. I don't know if you saw it. It was a riff on Injustice where it was Superman and Batman. And it says, we're going to once and for all figure out who's the better person or who would beat who. And immediately you see Superman grab Batman. I think he melts him, like melts all his skin, and then freezes him, and then kicks him into the sun in like in less than 5 seconds. And then you see Alfred walk up to Superman, and he hands him a note. And it's on Wayne Stationery that says, hey, Bruce, just wanted to let you know this. In case I'm gone or something, I had this rare procedure done to myself where I injected my bone marrow with kryptonite. It probably won't matter or affect this outcome in any way, but just wanted to let you know. And you see the sun start to turn green and Superman's melting, like his face is like peeling back, and he's like, God damn it, Bruce. I mean, even if you think in any situation Superman would get the upper hand, Batman is always two steps ahead of his thought process. He is the brightest out there. So, that being said,
How do you really feel about Batman? Jesus.
So
he's super smart. Listen, he's like guys, super smart.
He's like, really he's like your best so friend. Fabulous. You want to be around him all the time. He just oozes.
He's so good. He's such confidence. A friend. He's so cool. He lets me drive his Batmobile. Listen, guys. At the end, who cares? Eisenberg, Walter White is going to be Lex Luthor.
It doesn't matter Brian if you have a Cranston. Shitty movie.
Doesn't matter. I'm just going to see
Michael Clark Duncan was Kingpin, but you can't stand watching
I can't watch that
Daredevil.
Movie.
Daredevil.
Yeah.
And that was the personification of...
The Kingpin.
The yeah, Kingpin.
That was awesome. The Kingpin.
That was awesome. Ridiculous.
Which
that,
I think me, this that's... guy... I think this guy as Lex Luthor is going to do amazing. Come on, guys. Lex Luthor selling crystal meth. What can get better than that?
That's not what's going to happen. You know that, right?
I hope it does. Blue crystal meth. Like Breaking Bad.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Spoiler alert. Luthor's getting into the drug dealing business.
He wasn't heard. Making enough just owning buildings like Donald Trump. You know what? Let's corrupt all these idiots down below that aren't buying my computers and let's have them start buying my crystal.
Why not?
Hey, and
I hope they have Mercy in the movie.
Did you hear
right hand
that they've got Cumberbatch?
Cumberbatch.
What's it? Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch is gonna be in the Star Wars. Rumored that he might be in Star Wars.
You can probably say that 15-20% of the Star Trek movie will be in his new Star Wars.
And Palpatine is making a comeback. As a ghost.
Oh, my God. Why don't we just bring all the fucking Jedis back? The younglings and everybody. We taught everybody in death.
Hey, Samuel Jackson has stressed.
No, but that's different. I still think he's alive.
Well, In the animated series, in Clone Wars, he's bad. I haven't seen it. I don't follow it, to be honest. He's badass.
He is. No, I'm not saying he's not
he
badass.
He jumps like over mountains and stuff like
that. Guys, in the cartoon series, not in the CGI one.
Can I have a question? Can I ask a question?
Sure, jump right in.
Yeah, I'll jump right in. Can I ask a question? Interrupting. Because we're all talking about Master Windu.
Speaking of interrupting,
I'm sorry, Master Windu.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson.
What
else? Listen, guys, come on. The Jedi, they levitate anything they want, right? Pretty much, right? Rocks, ships, whatever, right? Why are they so damn scared? Well, they have to be good enough. But Master Windu, he can do all of that. Yoda can do all of that. You know, yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi, whatever. My question is, why are they so damn scared of falling from a building?
They're not.
They are. Think about it. Obi-Wan Kenobi was always hanging from something.
Obi-Wan Kenobi had a fear of the flying fast and everything.
But no, but he always, in every single movie, in the first three episodes, he was always hanging from a place. Why don't you just let yourself go, and before you hit the ground, you levitate yourself?
You don't do it like that. You don't just go...
But you can levitate. No, you're matter, so you can levitate yourself.
But it doesn't work like
that. It doesn't matter.
Why? It doesn't matter. Awesome.
Uh-oh, science jokes.
but really, really, think about it. These guys are always like, Master Windu, okay, oh, I fell. Well, levitate you yourself before you fall.
Saying that, do you?
No, he fell.
Yeah, he fell, but he
was blown out of a window. We don't know what happened to him.
He was going to fall and hit something. So he's not dead. Why would he be dead? Can he stop himself from hitting the ground?
Work that way. When you're saying he levitates and stuff like that, you don't just levitate yourself. They don't fly. They can pick stuff up with their mind, but they have to stand there and be focusing on it.
Can he pick himself? Why can't he pick himself up?
That would be flying.
These Jedi suck. I'm going to the dark side. It's nice and awesome.
Better benefits,
and it has like red, the Blue Cross insurance. It has everything. I'm going to the other side.
Now, really? I want to throw this out there because it's always been my little hate thing, my little pet peeve.
Well, George Lucas is gone.
No,
haven't you heard?
No, but here. Tell me what you guys think.
That the bird is the word.
How contradicting Obi-Wan was.
Make a bowl, make a taco.
He tells Anakin, don't jump over me. I have the higher ground.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're going to say.
Right?
Yes.
But then when he's fighting Darth Maul is right above him. He's hanging off of the edge. He's hanging off of the ledge. And he jumps over Darth Maul.
And here's what I'm going to say to that.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's the same thing. No, Darth Maul should have told him, I have the higher ground.
But Darth Maul didn't know that much.
I'm going to go ahead and shut this down once and for all. Obi-Wan in the third movie was a master and had realized all of this stuff. In the first movie,
he was still a Padawan, right?
Like an apprentice. Darth Maul was an apprentice. So they were both holy shit, did that just happen? Yeah, that just fucking happened.
I just cut you in half. Yeah. Oh, like that video from the guy who got the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you just catch that?
Yeah, I totally just caught that.
That's what kills me, though, because you see...
He's a master. He's like, physics, bitch.
You see,
jump over me, I'm going to slice half of your arm
But off. You see, Darth Maul, that's what kills me about...
I don't understand. How come he cut his arms and legs off? He didn't just, like, cut him in half. He just, I got your arms and legs.
Well, maybe that's what he wanted to cut. My question is, if you know this guy is...
Why did he circumcise it while he was at it?
If this guy... If you know that this
it's
guy is
It's a Jedi
so,
tradition.
If you know this...
Padawan's decision. Padamami.
Padamami, Panda Bear.
If you guys... If he knows that he's so damn dangerous, why don't you just push him towards the lava a little bit? Why don't you just leave him there?
He wasn't trying to kill him. He was trying to just...
Stop him.
He was trying to stop him, you fucking creep.
But man, he's suffering. End it.
Well, then he was the chosen.
But he didn't make any remorse or anything like that. He wasn't like, okay, help me. He was just
Anakin,
like,
you were my brother.
You were my brother, Anakin.
You were supposed to be the chosen one.
Oh, shit. Look, a big fish. Dude, he should have cut his head off.
Oh, my God. Bad reference.
Wow. Out of all the movies that he's done,
Big Fish.
Big Fish is the one that
I
you dropped.
I saw it like 2 weeks ago.
Awesome. Wow.
Hey, that movie was good, man. Don't knock.
Oh, it is a good movie. It brings, I'll take some points off of my man card. It brings a tear to my eye towards the end.
It was a
like,
good movie.
Yeah, that's one of those.
Come on, man.
But anyway, are you okay?
But anyways, I'm fine. He's there. He's burning. You see him? He's burning alive. Dude, do him a favor. Cut his head off.
Well, if you're going to go that route, honestly, we can all blame Qui-Gon Jinn. If he would have listened to Yoda from the get-go, none of this shit would have happened.
Yeah. They should have left him in
Let's
that planet.
Let's be honest and put blame where blame is supposed to be.
Yoda told him.
No. Let's put blame where it needs to be. Shimmy should not have been a whore. Oh, no. It's just Immaculate Conception. I was just sitting here and I just felt a kick. No. I've got a baby.
No.
Could you imagine if that happened today? There's no possible way. Immaculate Conception.
Nobody would believe it anyway.
It's like, you lying, cheating whore.
It wouldn't have even been anything. You would have seen her on an episode of Mori. Nope, not the father. Nope, not the father. Nope, not the father. Well, damn.
Who could have been?
I don't remember.
No. The reason you will never hear of Immaculate Conception is because there's roofies. We all know that there's roofies.
Oh, he did it the smart way.
Yep. There's still some crumbs you can go ahead and lick up.
Because I am a professional fat man. I got
Nelson poured the crumbs in his hand.
And now I watch
generously,
it.
Generously going to scoop them all into your mouth.
Oh, beautiful. I love it.
Danny walks away in shame.
I'm getting more Doritos. I'm the better fat man.
Well, the more talented. This is why I don't eat. I see all this disgusting shit.
Good times.
You're scooping it off your leg.
I just
and it's still going back into your mouth.
No, I just don't want it on your floor, man. I mean,
I got dogs. Don't worry about it.
But anyways, that's what I think of that.
So what do you
think about flavor is that?
So what do you think about Heisenberg's second in command there being Flash?
Who?
What?
Jesse.
Jesse's going to be Flash?
I'm just throwing it out there. Aaron Paul is Flash. They've rumored it. I think he'd be badass. Aaron Paul is a Flash.
Okay.
Let's make it happen.
I was actually hoping for Ryan Gosling.
Either Ryan Gosling, Aaron Paul, or Barney from How I Met Your Mother, Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Could you imagine?
NPH. NPH.
Yes, I could. That's why I said it.
NPH has to be.
Why?
He's just the man. NPH is the man.
You want to talk to the mic or you want to get further back?
He is
the
man.
I give you your own mic as a guest, which is unprecedented, and you're going ahead and squandering it.
Wow.
I'm sorry. He needs to
be
the
Flash. You haven't changed
anything. Neil Patrick
Harris. You haven't changed anything. You haven't gotten closer.
Neil Patrick Harris has to be the Flash. I said it.
Nobody heard you.
Nobody heard you. You weren't close enough to the mic. Oh, my God. I swear. I can't work under these conditions, Billy. Such unprofessionalism.
It's in your contract.
Anyways.
Well, okay. Guess we'll have to muster through this.
So I think we've said our piece.
Yeah.
I still think Ben Affleck will make a great Batman, but it remains to be seen.
Yeah, I think he'll do good. You know, I hate that a lot of my childhood actually, you know, being what? Screwed with, because we talked about Ninja Turtles earlier, but that movie looks like garbage.
Oh, the new
Van. Oh, Ninja Turtles! I can't wait to see the trailer on that. See how bad it looks.
God,
you know the trailers.
What actually saves us? You know what? You know what actually saves us through all this? Like, for example, RoboCop.
Sit down.
Jesus Christ!
Worst guest ever since that guy in the fourth podcast.
This is the same one.
Yeah.
But anyway, what's going to happen here is we're going to go into that movie, and I hope it happens. I really hope it happens.
Expectations low.
Yeah, expectations low, and we're going to be like, wow, that was actually good. We'll be taken off guard, and it's actually good.
I really don't see that happening, but, you know, whatever.
And now the other thing I was going to say, the trick to a good Batman is a good Bruce Wayne.
No, because George Clooney was a decent Bruce Wayne. He lives that life already.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, no, but here's my thing. Because when you really look, you yourself. No, hold on. Hold on a second. Because you yourself donned the suit itself at that friend of you let you borrow. That deluxe suit that you had of Batman.
Yeah, Gotham City Effects.
Yeah. Nice name drop. Mm-hmm. Nice little plug.
Yeah.
Free advertising. Hint, hint. I was going to say, and you pulled off a great Batman. Granted, the suit wasn't like...
Yeah, but I'm awesome, dude. I mean, you know that, though. I mean, that...
And modest. I mean, I can't speak enough about your modesty.
You could try.
But anyone who dons the suit, if you're strong enough, if you got a nice physique, you're going to fill out the suit. And if you pull, you know, I really hope he doesn't try to do some graspy. He's going to have to work
He has
to work on his voice. His
voice in Daredevil wasn't bad. He did a little bit of, not too big of a change, but it was subtle.
Hey, Albert, get me the car. Get me the bat car. I packed it outside.
Hey, yo, Alfred, do you believe this guy? This guy over here, Metropolis, is he's just breaking shit up. You believe this? We are not alone. What does that even mean? Oh my God, there's this guy over here, Metropolis, and he's like, and here's a good thing. Here's another funny thing to go ahead and point out. Somebody pointed this out online, and
I made this weapon, and it's mad wicked cool. Yeah. It's Matt Wick, of course.
No, but somebody pointed this out about the Superman movie. Nowadays, without a college degree and proof of writing skills, you don't walk into a newsroom and get a job as a reporter.
But didn't Lois Lane,
I don't give a shit. Who do you think she is?
She's Lois Lane.
She's not the hiring.
She pulled some strings. Not a lot of strings, but I don't know. I don't know how he got that job. And the fact that he just shows up. I mean, how do you even...
Yeah, he just walks in. He's like, hey, guys. You're like, I'm part of your writing staff. you know, they don't give any kind of explanation how Metropolis is, like, standing again. It's just like, hey, you know.
And now, if we're going to go that route, if we're really going to go that route, honestly... How do you keep Clark? How do you not fire Clark? When you really need him, he's not there.
Not when you really need him, because when he comes back, he's got the story. You need him because you're going to tell him to go get the story. Then he comes back and he's got the story. So it's like, you need to start picking up my calls. You listen to my voicemails, obviously, but you don't pick up my calls.
So is it true that... this guy's not going to be involved in the Superman versus Batman?
No, it's a rumor that Christopher Nolan is not going to have his involvement, but I believe he'll be back. I believe it's just a rumor, guy. Okay? You know, Ben Affleck isn't a deal breaker. Matt Damon as Robin is.
Oh, God. No, Matt Damon already said it was a lie, though.
But I could picture him as, like, Aquaman with his little pug nose.
That'd be cool. Can you imagine?
Matt Damon. Yeah, that would be.
That's cool. A really, that's a, That's a big kid to adopt.
I'm 34. I'm 35.
I was just hanging out in the street with no memory. I believe I'm some sort of government experiment, but I don't know. I can already fight, so I could be a sidekick.
I live out at the pack. You gotta drop those. You gotta drop those R's off.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks though that Levitt is not involved at all anymore. Like he did pretty decent.
I think that he will still. He's a Christopher Nolan boy. I think that he'll have some sort of involvement in the future. You never know. They could put him as a whole nother character entirely.
Who do you think he can do?
Nightwing. Hello.
Yeah.
But then he has to be Robin again, right?
He would have to start there. No, but yeah. He could be somebody else. They could put him as.
We really don't have a time frame in these movies. So who's to say he wasn't already Robin and he's already turned into Nightwing?
Yeah, because...
Oh!
Boom.
Because he's already Batman, yeah. There's already a Batman.
What if he discovered how to travel through universes? And...
Why do you God, why do you have to make it so complicated?
Yeah. Let me fringe this up.
Superman came at the timeline where... Robin has spread his wings and has...
No, it can't work that way because Superman is the one that tells Robin about the mythos of the Nightwing. Nightwing is a mythology from Superman's world of Krypton. That's where he got the name of Nightwing and the character.
How the hell does he know about that mythology?
Because he's got...
He just said it. Superman told him.
Yeah, no. He's talking about Superman knows it.
Oh,
because he's got the crystals that tell him everything and he's like, hey, Super Space Dad, what's up? What's going on on
my planet? Yeah. Hey, these crystals, what is this? Like a Kryptonian Wikipedia?
Man, and here I was...
Poor Pa Kent. How do you compare to a dad that gives you a spaceship?
Yeah, no, Russell Crowe is a deadbeat dad. He didn't give him shit.
What is it all about? Like, hey, this guy just came. What should I do? Let me ask a priest. No, you dumbass. Go ask Russell Crowe.
Yeah, that's what he's there for. I love the arrogance of Russell Crowe, too. He's just kind of like walking around. He's like, I'm going to want to take care of him. There's something over here. You're going to need to do this. You need to tell my son this. And it's like, bitch, I don't know you. You get to... I'm going to go be your messenger. What the hell?
Now, what do you do? I mean, do you... Because as a real person, do you believe him?
Well, he's the only one helping you out. I'd believe him. Well, thanks. You kind of took care of that guy that was going to come drill me. Oh!
I felt so cheated that we didn't see Lex Luthor in that movie, though.
I felt so cheated there was no other references behind these little tidbits.
God, man. I'm telling you.
I felt so cheated by the movie itself. Damn you, Zack Snyder. I felt so cheated by the movie itself. I didn't give a fuck about Lex Luthor at the end. I was like, oh, God damn it. He snapped somebody's neck.
Oh, God. That is sad.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Remains to be seen. RoboCop remains to be seen. There's Superman, really not much Batman. Else I'm looking for. I know Riddick came out and it finally knocked off the butler, which everybody's like, yay, it knocked off the butler from being number one. Riddick must be good. Butler's been out for 2 weeks already, you dumbasses. Everybody's seen it already.
Oh, Riddick is just a mash of Pitch Black and Chronicles. It's just, they're just...
It might be a prequel almost.
We never even talked about James Spader as the voice of Ultron.
Come on.
Oh, that was the other thing. Oh, yes. My God.
We almost left that off.
We almost left it out. Well, the fact that...
He's going to rock it. The end.
Yes. But did you hear the rumors that they already have? Because there was some leaks.
Robin, California.
No, there were some leaked sketches of...
How do you leak a sketch?
No, they had... how can I explain it? I can't... Sketched
concept art. Or are you talking about the storyboards?
Storyboards. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I have a couple on me.
You gotta pace yourself. You know, you're going. At
well,
this.
No, because it was.
They got art. It's leaked, and it's like up here, and like storyboards, motherfucker.
They leaked out these digital storyboards.
mm-hmm. where you actually see Tony Stark's talking to Jarvis, right? Mm-hmm. And Jarvis says he's streamlined the suit, taking out the constant meddling, almost, if you would. I can't remember exactly verbatim. Long story short, Jarvis turns into Ultron.
Oh.
Is the story that they're going with.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yes, but how does that happen when Robert California has been him? Or it was all played by Paul Bettany, and now you're going to have James Spader?
Well, when he turns... Well, when he turns evil, he turns into James Spader. Why
so
not?
He just drops the British
you
accent
actually
when he
see.
Evil?
Well, no, here's...
Yeah, he turns American.
You actually... on the sketch, you actually see Robert Downey Jr. walking down into his lab. And that's where he's actually has the silver suit, the Ultron spinning. And he takes off the...
I could see Robert Downey Jr. creating a new sentient being, but still having Jarvis, because Jarvis in the comics has never been evil. I could just see...
I'm just going by...
I'm just saying, this is what I could see, is that he creates a new suit, new kind of machine, and puts some AI into it, and that... corrupts. Because
you can
evil.
See after everything that how many times like
maybe he tries to build a friend.
Was it made by Skynet?
Huh?
Was it made by Skynet? Maybe.
No, he's just trying to build himself a friend. He's like, the Avengers don't want to play with me.
No more.
So
I can't play ball with supposedly with Sam Jackson. He's got one eye. No depth perception.
So supposedly Coulson that's died. What they're going with, which I thought was a kind of cool concept.
Coulson but died. Black Widow won't return my calls. You got Nick Fury who can't see out of the right side. Captain America and Hulk, I just have a generation Hulk, gap, and Thor is in Asgard.
Hulk just you can't say anything to him that won't set him off. So it's like I talk about my favorite movie and he doesn't like it. Forget it's done.
Yeah. That's how he wins all his arguments.
I hate Jiggly.
That's how he wins all his arguments.
Ben Affleck. Miley Cyrus.
Predictions for the new Amazing Spider-Man. They're making reference to the Sinister Six a lot. And even Paul Giamatti.
They showed a picture about that.
No, but even Paul, yeah, with the word Sinister Six on a building, who cares? But Paul Giamatti even says there's multiple
Giamatti?
Villains.
Isn't it Giamatti?
Whatever. Jesus.
Rhino.
Now you're gonna correct
What is it? What is it? Say one more time for the fans. Dijon Jose. What's his name?
Digimon
Hoso.
But
which would play Black Panther, let's face it.
Black Panther. We said Black Panther.
Yeah, you have Luther as
Idris Elba as John Stewart. But you'd have to make people forget Ryan Reynolds, because I was watching that again recently in Green Lantern Drop. Yes, I was watching that movie again recently, actually this week, and I was like, God, there was just so much wrong with this movie.
Yeah.
The acting was so bad. How do you make this so comical, but yet so poor? Like, Blake Lively brought nothing to it. His costume was terrible. His training was bad. Yeah, it was terrible. You didn't hear? Anyway.
did you see it?
I saw it. It was pretty cool.
Peter Skarsgård was very lackluster as half of the villains. And then you have Parallax, which was a floating head.
A floating turd. It was a
completely
floating...
unlike the comic books. I mean, it was just bad on all fronts. Except the ring was cool. The way they did constructs was kind of cool. The planet of Oa was kind of cool. But then you have... when they meet up, they all just go to this big green symbol to talk, when they could just talk to through their communicators and save time.
It's like you have this burger in front of you, and it's like, oh my God, the sauce on this burger is delicious.
No, it's like
everything else is crap.
Yeah.
No, it's like this. Yeah. I had this burger in front of me and it looks great. but I think I'm going to kick it into the dirt, drag it back to my plate, and then try and take a bite.
Yeah.
Oh my god, a dog must have pissed around here because I taste urine. It was bad. And the fact that they had the resident Green Lantern comic book writer on set and they didn't utilize him to his fullest potential to write the most amazing Green Lantern script ever.
Here's my thing though, at what point do these guys just give up? Because I can imagine they have this amazing script, right? They have this really, really good script. They give it to the producers and all the Hollywood bigwigs.
Yeah, because we don't know anything.
And they're like, hey, do you think we can give Green Lantern a dog?
Well, they changed his
best... Can we call him Beethoven?
Because they changed his best it would be, friend it would from be being good. Asian to now being some weird Indian guy that's like...
Oh yeah,
I really think the dog would. It's for the kid demographic. Yeah.
It tests well.
It tests well.
Stupid.
So you know, and let's face it. I've come to realize.
I still think, and I'm throwing this out there. If we're gonna go with a white Green Lantern again, it should probably be Josh Duhamel.
Interesting.
I haven't said that before on here.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you did once.
Right. Well, I'm saying it again. But Josh Duhamel, if Fergie can stop being ugly on him for a little while and let him go be a Green Lantern, that'd be awesome.
Is that the guy from Hitman?
No.
No, that's Timothy Oliphant.
Which is Josh Duhamel again?
Josh Duhamel was in the Transformers movies.
Oh, yeah.
All three of
them. Yeah.
Win a date with Todd Hamilton.
Yeah.
He was Todd Hamilton.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had to throw that movie out there because his filmography. No, his filmography is not that extensive.
Well, he was in When Is Rome with Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
Oh God,
there you go. Well, that's more recent. A more recent.
Regardless, count them off: the Transformers, one and two, and three. Four is not out. Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
You can skip three. It was horrible.
No, yeah. Two was horrible. Three was good.
Oh, God.
With Devastator with balls. That was fabulous.
God. I'm under the scrotum. Oh, God.
God, that was another bad movie.
Yeah, it was.
Wow, this episode of Influx has turned into a haterade, huh?
A little bit.
Whoa, with that said.
Aren't they all that way when we talk about movies? When we talk about toys, we're upbeat and happy. But when we talk about movies, we're
let's face it. I've
toys make me happy.
I've told you this more than once. If I was a famous actor and I was given a role as a superhero, any superhero, screw that, man. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Yeah, maybe if the money was right, I guess.
Yeah, you'd do it.
But here's the thing, though, man.
The level of expectation is too great to ever...
way too high.
But that just goes along with the need to be liked. If you have this need to be liked by everybody, you're never going to succeed with acting because no matter how good you do, there will always be
a fraction. Every time, can we trust them?
There will always be a fraction that's like, what are you talking about? That guy was complete garbage, and I'm going to go ahead and post my opinion in really bold capital letters online. Yeah.
But anyway, so RoboCop remains to be seen.
Is right there in the middle. We'll go check it out. We'll bring you our thoughts on it when we get back. That's 2014 anyway, so there's a ways away. But that's, February 2014? So we got some time. But, I think Man of Steel will probably be decent if they have less Man of Steel, more Dark Knight.
So make it a Batman movie? Is that what you...
make it a Batman movie with like Superman stopping by and going, hey, look, I'm here.
Hey, I'm just floating by.
Or actually just...
I heard you were fighting Lex Luthor. He's usually in my town. I think we're going to call jurisdiction.
No, it's just really... It's every time Batman goes into the Batcave, it's a news report of Superman... In you know the what, background.
They better have an actual Batcave in this one. That would be awesome to finally see a fully functional, built-up Batcave. That would show some years on him. If you want an older Batman, you got to have an older Batcave.
Yeah. He's got to have everything, not just recently building. Oh my God, there's so many things that can go wrong.
Yeah, who decided there would be just a platform underwater in his new Batcave? Like, Nolan. Let's go ahead and rebuild it brick by brick. Well, let's go ahead and make some modifications to the East End, Alfred. Ah, yes, very good, sir. You mean a working elevator and a platform? That's what you mean?
And modifications
to the West End?
But
it is a cave. It looked like a cave.
It is a cave.
Yeah.
It doesn't just look like
it. And a computer.
It was a cave.
So a computer desk from good. IKEA.
Basically. It did good. They just had a working platform. That's all they added.
It was a platform. He just needs an iPad. That's about it. What more?
Really, not for nothing. That he's right, though.
You need a place for your trophies, damn it. Where is the goddamn penny? Where is the Tyrannosaurus Rex? Huh?
Yeah, where the hell is Pythonosaurus Rex?
Oh, Jesus.
Well.
And I believe that's all our time, folks. We have hit on every note I believe you've expected from Influx. And with that, I don't know what else to tell you. If you're expecting more, then come back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.